Bob Every. Bob is a former boxing manager and trainer. He's trained a couple of fighters in world title fights, and we wanted to get his take on the death of Smokin' Joe Frazier. Good morning, Bob.
Tony, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. Didn't know a lot about Joe Frazier. I'm a huge Muhammad Ali fan. As a matter of fact, because of you, way back in the day, I was able to meet and talk with Muhammad Ali at a charity function here in Lansing. But I wanted to get your take from a historian, from a boxing lover's perspective. Smokin' Joe Frazier, what's his legacy as a fighter?
Well, you know, I tell you what, first of all, let me say, through all of what's ever happened between Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier, I really think that Joe Frazier considered himself the blue-collar, lunch-pail, African-American worker and a true representative of his race, maybe more so than Muhammad Ali. And, you know, the whole Uncle Tom tobacco that took place really kind of hurt Joe Frazier, I think, and I don't think Joe ever got over that. But, you know, of course, Muhammad was, you know, he was a P.T. Barnum of boxing, and, you know, he knew how to play up something, and I think he played up, the three bouts that they had into epic proportions that will never be forgotten in boxing laurel.
Where does Smokin' Joe fit in as far as the greatest heavyweights of all time?
Top 10, no doubt about it, top 10, and probably closer to the middle of the pack than everybody else. I mean, you take a look at, Muhammad and Joe Louis, and you have to throw Rocky Marciano in there, Jack Dempsey, you know, and then you get right in there where Joe Frazier is certainly has to be considered. He was... He was a real asset, to his race, and really pumped up boxing when Muhammad was in exile and kept it going. And back then, boxing was really exciting. When you had Muhammad Ali fighting Joe Frazier or fighting Sonny Liston, the world literally stood still for this event. Not so much today. You don't even know who the heavyweight champions are anymore.
Bob, what's your take on MMA? Are you a fan?
Well, you know what? No, not really. I'll watch it a little bit, but I don't get all excited about it. I think it's maybe just a thrill-seeking type of a thing. There is skill involved. There's no doubt about that. And you got to be one tough dude to be involved and be successful in that sport. But, you know, I always like the sweet science, and really that's what I'm interested in.
Bob is a former administrator and the head softball coach at Lansing Community College. He's had some challenges there. I know there was some litigation. Bob, anything you can talk about where you are in that process with LCC?
Yes, I could talk about anything, Tony. You know what? I'm free and clear of the college, and we are going to be suing the college. We're relatively certain about that. There are progressional steps that you have to take in something like this to make sure that you do everything right. But we feel that the college wrongfully terminated me, and we feel that the athletic director that was brought in to clean house lied and cheated about certain things to the NJCAA and to the college president. And all of that will come out. Unfortunately, it's not going to change my circumstances. I'm not the college softball coach anymore. I'm not at a place where I worked for 38 years of my life. But you know what? I have a lot of fight left in me, and I'm going to prove that this guy did the wrong thing, and he's really the guilty one here.
When can we expect this case to go to court?
Well, you know, these things take a long time, and it's really up to my lawyer, Chris Bergstrom. I'm just kind of waiting on him to do some things. We have a deposition that we're going to be doing with one of the girls, the girl that actually alleged that I punched her in the face with my fist. Can you imagine that? But, you know, once that gets done, then we'll decide how and what direction we are going to proceed with the college.
All right, Bob. Thanks so much for your time. Have a great weekend.
All right, Tony. Take care.